because of my people. I know mostly every job, office job. I can be the secretary of the tribal fund. I can work with the agency. It's easy to be done. I can be the councilman. It's easy to be done. I can be the chairman of the Navajo tribe. It's easy then. I can do mostly anything that the man asks me to do. But there was something keeps coming back to me. Looks like it's saying, how about your people? How about your people? Sometime when I go to bed, something seems to whistle in my ears. You remember your people? So finally, I decided it would be best for me to do is to help my people. So while I was around my country, I start to check around. I've been to mum score dances. See how the thing was going on. I've studied it. There were rich and poor. Mostly the poor comes around just to get something to eat. I have learned that. I have seen the poor people has paid it for their little job that they have done. They might chop wood to get the little food, to get something to eat at the score dance. They might bring their family and just chop wood there and feed their family at the score dance. I went to Yebiche dance, the same thing. I went to Far dance, the same thing. I went to different offices, employment office, checking and see what people are doing, what the employment program is doing, all these things that I have looked into. I never have found anything that is worthwhile. People needed something. People needed something to eat, something to wear. There were jobs open during the summertime, hoeing gardens for sugar beets, hoeing gardens for broom fields, hoeing gardens on carrots in Phoenix. There used to be a lot of Navajo people working on gardens. They get paid very little, just enough to keep them going. They never get nothing ahead. They just only get enough for their eat and the little clothes that they wear. It's something says they have nothing to their name. While they were working in fields, back at home, at their home, there's nobody to build them a place to live. The old hogan is standing up. Every year, it's getting rotten out by dirt, with dirt that is packed on top of the log. Some places, they have to rebuild them here and there. They are doing that. I've been visiting among Navajo people for a little better than 1 year. I have learned it all things. I have to spend my own money around for transportation to explore the whole Navajo reservation. I've studied and learned how my people were. And they sure needed help. I went back to Washington 2 times with my own money, asking around, is there anything that can be done for my people? Every time I ask, they tell me or ask me if I'm one of the leaders at Winter Rock, Arizona. I usually tell them that I'm not the leader. I'm not a leader of any kind. They tell me I got to be marked for something. If I could ask about anything to help my people. Finally, I worked myself around to to a councilman. Went back home. Told my people how things were and what things are. So finally my people find out a way that they can vote me in for a councilman. So even though I went through college, I start to work from among my people. Into the Window Rock office. While I was around Window Rock, I check all around in the office. Mostly everywhere I go, there would be white men running the office. We've got some good educated boys and girls that came back from school and went a little higher grade here in Window Rock. We found mostly white people are getting the Indian money. So from here on I start to fight my way in. I went back to Washington again from the chairman. With Mr. Paul Jones. He was the chairman of the time. Mr. Scott Preston was the vice chairman. I was on the interpretation in Washington, D.C. Here, I told them what it was. And I told them, I am the man that used to tell that if there's any mark on me. And I told them, I got a big mark now. I can say whatever I want to say. So I was out in front of them with what little education I learned. I'm willing to stand on front of any public with what little I learned. I worked it hard for my people. There was 2 years pass, 3 years pass. I was still working among the government, still working with my people, going back to Washington. I tell them about the situation. In the Navajo area. Finally, the OEO broke up through the United States to help the poor. Here, I started to fighting my way to get a little money of it to help my people. We sure need it. We sure need the opportunity to do so. Now here was my chance to butt in. I went to Washington. I fill up my plans and talk with the commissioner and talk with the OEO.